And now some more news items. A Norfolk teenager takes part in a BBC debate about football corruption. There's news about Community Sports Foundation football, and a young singer kicks off the entertainment at Carrow Road.
A Sprouston teenager turned ambassador for disability football after being invited onto the BBC to debate corruption at the top of the sport. Rosie Hodgson, 17, joined former French international David Ginola and chairman of the Football Association Greg Dyke on the Victoria Derbyshire show to chew over the impact of fraud and corruption alleged in FIFA. The power chair football star, who suffers from a rare form of lymphedema, had been headhunted on Twitter by show researchers. Rosie, a City College Norwich student who pays for Spire PFC in London, said she hoped to be able to raise the profile of the game. "I was there to represent power chair football and give my views on what is happening at the top of FIFA at the moment." Rosie said money needs to trickle down from the top to enable more grassroots participation. "I think it is very corrupt and everything needs to be changed, taken back to the beginning and started again," she added. "The trouble is, power chair football isn't really well known, so I was hoping to be able to talk a little bit more on that subject. There is not enough grassroots funding. At this level, we all have to fundraise for ourselves, so if people were to reallocate funding, they need to allocate it to the grassroots." Rosie was particularly impressed with the ex-Tottenham player Ginola. She said he is the best ambassador for football in the world and he just wants people to play the game as we know it and not to confuse it with money. He wants the game to be run as normal without so much corruption.
Opening the door to get people off the streets and onto the pitch, Street Life Soccer will launch again in the shadow of Carrow Road, offering the chance to pull on a Canaries jersey or even represent the country. The Community Sports Foundation project has now been running sessions for 7 years. Since then, it has reached more than 700 people around Norwich, offering a helping hand to homeless, vulnerably housed, those seeking asylum, refugees, ethnic minority groups, and offenders or ex-offenders. Some sessions are held with inmates at Norwich Prison, and charities will assist in signposting refugees or asylum seekers to the team, based at Carrow Park. As part of the education programme, qualifications in football coaching are available from AQA, UAS and FA Level 1 and 2 qualifications can be reached. We must not put barriers in front of them, and developing their social skills is a key area of the programme, Mr Hill said. We try to improve their confidence, both on the pitch and in the classroom.
More than 27,000 people were stunned by her voice at Carrow Road, and now we tell the story of the street soprano. Beginning her career as a busker on the streets of Norwich, Hayley Moss from C. Pauling found her classical music proved popular with the city shoppers. She wowed the crowd at Norwich City's Premier League match against West Ham with her classical covers. Before heading out to the centre of the pitch to welcome the players with an emotional rendition of Nessun Dorma, she said, "I'm excited and nervous. It is so different because when you are busking, no one invited you, so it's like a rehearsal. But Norwich Football Club invited me, so I want everything to be perfect." After less than a year of busking, Hayley was approached by jewellers Windsor Bishop, who arranged for her to perform at Norwich Cathedral. During this gig, she got her big break. Spotted at the cathedral by Ben Kingsley from Norwich City, she was then asked if she would like to perform at one of the team's games. Just a few weeks later, a date was set, and with just days to prepare, she took centre stage at Carrow Road for Saturday's match against West Ham. Hayley will return to the pitch on Tuesday the 1st of March for Norwich City's home game against Chelsea and is already preparing to entertain thousands of supporters again.
Workers started on a major vision to install a network of cycleways and footpaths, connecting Broads communities and opening up the area to tourists. The £1 million first stage of the Three Rivers Way project will create a walking and cycling route along the 3.7-kilometre stretch between Hoveton and Horning. Ultimately, it is hoped the ambitious scheme will link Wroxham, Hoveton, Horning, Ludham and Potter Heigham, joining large parts of the Broads and offering better access for those without boats. Peter Howe, chairman of the Three Rivers Way Association, said, "The project has been a long time coming, and it was fantastic to see it becoming a reality. We've been working on this project for around 8 years, so it's wonderful to see building work actually taking place at last. It's a much-needed improvement that will allow people to get out into the countryside."
The share of council tax which pays for policing in Norfolk is set to increase by about £4 a year. Norwich's Police and Crime Panel met at County Hall to consider Police and Crime Commissioner Stephen Betts' recommended increase of 1.98%. The panel previously vetoed Mr. Betts' recommendation for a freeze after hearing an impassioned plea from Norfolk Constabulary's Chief Constable Simon Bailey, who said the force needed every single penny. Following the veto, Mr. Betts returned with his fresh recommendation of a 1.98% increase, the highest amount possible without triggering a referendum. The panel unanimously agreed to the proposed increase, which will add £4.14 a year to the police share of the council tax bill for a Band D property, taking it to £212.94.
Now for our first feature. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Nick Atchison tells us that behind the beauty of Ranworth and Cockshute Broads lies the story of one man's generosity. The feature is read by Alan Shirley.